What kind of face would you have to make in order to appear shocked when someone says, "I think our government has a spending problem"? Do you laugh? Do you cry? And let's just make things worse by rubbing in the fact that we, the citizens, simply don't care. I mean, clearly no one is bothered enough to actually hold our elected officials accountable for the wasting of $24 billion with a B dollars on fixing homelessness in the state of California. Try taking that approach when paying your taxes and see how they respond. See if words like "oh," "penalty," and "prison" don't come up in the correspondence. I mean, what in the world are you talking about, you ask? Well, last week, the state of California admitted that over the last 5 years, they have spent an estimated $24 billion to help tackle the state's homeless crisis. Additionally, they admit that they can't really report on how the homeless have actually benefited in any substantial way since, according to one California Senator, Dave Cortese, what they have presented is a data desert, showing an unsettling lack of transparency at every level. Well, given that the Golden State single-handedly holds 30% of the nation's homeless population, conservatively estimated to be around 171,000 individuals, the one statistical fact that they should gladly embrace is that we now know 24 billion proven ways to increase your state's homeless population. In a state that feels terribly guilty for colonizing a land once void of concrete and filled with majestic tent campers, way to give back. So, after doing a little math experiment, it looks like California has spent an average of $140,351 per person over 5 years, which comes to a little over $28,000 per homeless person per year. All of this with the exact opposite effect of its stated objective, and all of this with the you expected receipts to account for all this blank stare? Of course, when chumps like me, a director of a gospel rescue mission, openly call this appalling, some budding young mathematician will say, "Huh, I'd like to see you do better." To which I would reply, "Very well, young squire, I accept your challenge." If the mission houses 375 people in 1 year and our annual operating cost is $950,000 a year, this brings our annual cost per person to $2,533.33 a year. On average, one-third of those will leave homelessness with a sustainable income and a home, thereby reducing the homeless population. Not one penny of that operating income comes from either state or federal tax dollars. To the contrary, if that one-third's income is only equal to $14 per hour, they will earn over $29,000 a year with a combined earning of over $3.6 million annually. So not only are we providing a model for decreasing homelessness, but we are also demonstrating how to do it at an increase to the tax base. Mr. Governor, distinguished guests, why would anyone want a different solution? We reduce homelessness and increase the giant pool of money that you all get to play with. You get to fulfill your campaign promises and everyone's happy. Now, I know there's that whole read your Bible requirement and all at the mission, but of course, that brings lifestyle choices and honesty and accountability all up into the forefront of everyone's mind. But think of all the money you can sock away for those asbestos water skis. All kidding aside, in a world of crazy upside down thinking, isn't it good to know that when people are encouraged to honor God with their lives, that He sees them and blesses their efforts? If you are a supporter of the Gospel Rescue Mission, you help make this happen. Thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless America.